Well, these figures show that half of the poorest children in England are actually missing out on free school meals, which is pretty shocking when most people imagine that the purpose of the exemptions that there are for free school meals is to allow a lot of youngsters from low-income households to get those meals for free. And I think that this helps to explain why so many children who ought to be receiving school meals don't actually get them.
Because of that, schools are actually being underfunded, aren't they? Because a lot of their funding does depend on the number of children getting free school lunches.
Yes, one of the other problems with this data is that because the free school meals statistics are only capturing a very small proportion of those youngsters who are growing up in poverty, a lot of the allocation of cash throughout the education system has tended in the past to follow the free school meals indicator. And many head teachers and others have felt that the free school meals indicator was only a very partial measure of the extent of poverty and educational disadvantage. Now we know that that's true, because we know that roughly half of the children in poverty are not registered for free school meals, and therefore that this indicator is very unsatisfactory, both for delivering free school meals themselves, but also for targeting deprivation in an effective way.
And it also affects performance indicators, because things like school league tables are weighted by how deprived schools are, and that's measured by the number of free school lunches.
Yes, I think this shows that we need a wider measure of educational disadvantage, and that free school meals is far too narrow. And in some parts of the country, we might appear to have a very low number of children on free school meals in a particular school, but it may well be that there's still a large number of children living in poverty in those particular households, and that what you've got is parents who may not be entitled to the benefits, which are a passport to free school meals, but they nevertheless may be on very, very low incomes and be experiencing, in the case of the children, a very similar level of educational disadvantage to children who are growing up in households where the parents are on benefits. So I think that this information raises major policy challenges for the government, not only in delivering free school meals to those youngsters in real need, but also in the way that we target deprivation funding and in the way in which we assess the performance of individual schools.
And how would you like to see the government respond to this?
I'd like to see the government respond in two ways. Firstly, I think that there is a challenge in widening access to free school meals and in going back to the situation that we had at one stage, where more of the households on low incomes could get access to free school meals. We know that in the 1980s, the Tories abolished some of the earlier rules which allowed free school meals to be available to a wider category of youngsters. But secondly, we've got to look again at the way in which we target deprivation funding, and we need to make sure that education funding is targeted much more on a wider definition of deprivation, and that in the allowance that we make for deprivation in measuring school performance, that we have a much more realistic proxy of the schools which are in deprived circumstances.